Outside an art classroom at Fala, 15-year-old Naomi Francis sits in the sun painting an old rocking chair.
We're painting it with a sort of a space theme, so there's a bunch of nebulae and there's a spiral galaxy and a bunch of stars.
Like the rest of her classmates, Francis has been studying the issue of global education of girls, and she's been affected by what she's learned about the hardships that many girls and women endure in their attempt to go to school.
It really puts stuff into perspective. Like, when you're going through school every day, you don't really think about it. You, like, go into English class, you're like, oh, now we have English again, and I don't want to do this. And then working on this project, you really think about, wow, there's girls who would just... who are willing to put their lives on the line in order to get this education that I'm complaining about.
The project, Chairs for Change, was organized by Francis's art teacher, Janice Hennis. The idea came to her after watching the new documentary film Girl Rising by Academy Award-nominated director Richard E. Robbins.
I will read. I will study. I will learn. If you try to stop me, I will just try harder. If you stop me, there will be other girls who rise up and take my place. I am change.
It takes you through 9 girls' lives all throughout the world, from Peru to Turkey and all over, even to Haiti.
And we watched that in my class, and we had a lot of dialogue the whole school. So I was really moved by, we need to do something with our art to raise awareness about girls' education worldwide.
After watching the film, Hennis decided to have her students use chairs as symbolic representations of having a place to sit down and learn. She gave them carte blanche to design their themes and then took the project school-wide into English and social studies classes. Students learned that millions of girls across the world aren't allowed to go to school, and at least 25 countries do not allow women to attend college. That information had a profound effect on 17-year-old Catherine Edwards.
I just think that, like, as a young woman myself, like, it's a complete injustice that so many women around the world are just, like, disadvantaged due to the fact that they don't get the education we get in America. And Malala's great. I think that she's just, like, such a huge, powerful voice for young women's education, and, like, I don't think that there's enough people speaking for that.
Malala Yousafzai is one of the girls featured in the film. She made international headlines in 2012 when, at the age of 14, the Taliban attempted to assassinate her for being outspoken about the need for girls to be educated. She survived the attack and went on to become an international supporter of girls' education. She's been nominated twice for the Nobel Peace Prize. Malala continues to fight for educational equality, even though the Taliban has reiterated their intent to kill her for her beliefs. That's part of why Fala student Catherine Edwards is so moved by her story.
I guess it's because she's the loudest, and everything she's been through, like, put her into the global spotlight, and so people are listening to her, and she's fighting really hard.
About 50 chairs will be displayed and auctioned off tomorrow night, including several designed by local professional artists interested in the project. The Fala students have decided that all proceeds will benefit the Malala Fund, which empowers girls to raise their voices and demand change. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Jillian Ferris in Flagstaff.